This episode is powered by Safety FM. Welcome to Safety Talks, a podcast about all things safety, as defined by you, with your host, Steve Sisson, on Safety FM.
This episode of the broadcast and the podcast is brought to you by Safety Focus Moment. They're consultants that want to help you get the safety culture you've been looking for. For more information, go to safetyfocusmoment.com.
All right. Well, welcome everyone to Safety Talks. My name is Steve Sisson. Thank you today for joining. And today's guest is inventor, president, and CEO of SureShim, Craig Davies. Craig, how are you doing today?
I'm doing well, thanks, Steve. Thanks for having me on your show.
No, thank you very much. You know, you got a new product coming out to the into industry, and it's really focused on the trucking industry. You want to give us a little bit of idea what that is?
Yes, it's a sleeve shim. The title, when I applied for patent, is a pigtail plug safety shim. It's very simple. It's not complex in any sense of the word. It's just a sleeve shim that sleeves over the plug. And when you plug it into the receptacle, it takes up the slack that's always been there for, I don't know, 60 plus 70 years, and tightens up that union between the plug and receptacle and keeps that plug from rattling as these rigs pound up and down the roadways, and keeps the inner wires from coming disconnected from their terminals, and offers a more reliable power connection for the trailer lighting.
Well, that sounds exciting. This program, or I shouldn't say the program, this product, it does a whole lot of things for the safety industry. It will help with safety of vehicles. It'll help with wear and tear on the product itself. How did you come up with this idea?
Well, I've got 30 plus years working with and around and driving heavy trucks. And myself, I'm as guilty as the next guy of using foreign objects to shim my power plugs. And when my lights flicker or when my lights fail, or, you know, I pull off into the shoulder just like all the other drivers have done who have any time in the seat, and wiggle my plug and tell my lights hold a steady, and then jam sticks and coins and paper products. The bad part about that is you use flammable objects in there and you get arcing. Those plugs tend to heat up. A lot of people in the industry don't realize that a great percentage of these fires on the roadways are caused right there directly from the plug and receptacle union. You get short wires come loose from the inner terminals, and they short or arc, and a lot of these fires are caused right there.
Oh, I didn't realize that. So your product is non-flammable, I'd make the assumption, and it is a product that will keep this the pigtail from slipping out or even arcing or anything like that.
Yes. Well, and the intent is, it's when I first came to market, a lot of the drivers thought it was the fix-all. You know, they wait until their plugs and receptacle unions are so loose, then they apply SureShim, and yes, it does work in a great many cases and situations. However, the intent is to use it on a brand new plug and receptacle and keep them nice and snug, so that the damaging vibrations and the yank and tug from that 8-pound cord, you know, you get that cord bouncing and yanking and tugging, and when you have room for movement, you get that cord yanking and tugging on that plug. It's all that energy is being applied to those prongs. You've got 7 prongs in there, and you get all that yanking and tugging, and over thousands of miles, that loosens prongs, it breaks prongs. You've got inner wire connections that rattle loose from their terminals, and then you've got all kinds of problems. You get lights flickering, you get lights failing, you get fires, you get accidents, you get injuries, you get deaths, you get major accidents. You've got annually, there are literally billions annually lost as a direct result of these issues. And truckers, from owner operators up to the largest fleets, they've just written this off as a cost of doing business. And my personal experience, I kind of ignored it for a long time until I realized that this was a cost or the cause of major loss and lives. And when I realized and that finally hit home, I chose to do something about it, because that's not acceptable to me to just ignore that.
Absolutely. There are many times that in my career where we've gotten calls from concerned passenger vehicles where, you know, they'd call us and tell us our lights are out. And that's a very big safety hazard, just having the lights being out. And if that vehicle goes to stop, that the vehicle behind it has no way of knowing. And that's when you get those rear end accidents that, you know, sometimes can turn fatal. And it sounds like your product here is something that can alleviate that.
Well, sure, Shem, is, you know, over time, products are developed and processes are evolved to better safety, to protect our equipment and people on the roadways. And sure, Shem is issuing a new way of doing things. And it's proven, sure, Shem has proven to offer a great many benefits for a very, very low cost. And actually, the ROI on SureShim is over 2,500% with a 10-day payback, depending on the size of your operation. It also makes the plug and receptacles last longer, which equates to savings as well.
And each one of those plug receptacles, what do those run?
Well, when you add the related costs, parts, labor, overhead, downtime, etc., it's between $275 and $300 a whack. When you've got 40, 50,000 units, power units, and triple that number in trailers, which is kind of a standard in the trucking industry, you know, give or take, you've got about three times the number of trailers as you do power units. Do the math.
Absolutely. And what does one of these SureShim products cost?
Well, they retail between $10.99, $11.99, and $14.99, depending on the demographic. And these big corporations know how to price them where they're at out there. They're in all the major truck stop chains and a lot of other trucking retail shops as well. The Pilots, the Flying J's, Love's, TA Petro. They're not in every single location, but, you know, most of the big majors out there, they're in most of their locations now and rapidly growing. We do have bulk fleet pricing where they're unpackaged. We sell them in case lots, and it's quite a bit less costly that way.
So when you got an owner-operator out there, maybe running one truck, you know, he picks up this product for around $12, $14, and it could just save him $300. And for an owner-operator, that's some significant money. And then you
Absolutely.
Jump into a fleet of 1,000 vehicles. I mean, that just turns into a whole lot of savings.
Yes, yes. And it's and based on what we found, our testing and what SureShim does and doing the math and the numbers, it's a 10-day payback or less per shim purchased with a 2,500+% ROI. I was talking with the CEO of a fleet, and he asked me, what is the ROI on your product? And I told him, and he laughed, and he told me, well, I'm used to hearing quite a bit lower ROI, between 6% and 12%. And I said, well, I'm being serious. It's very real. That is the ROI. And I explained to him what the benefits are and how we came to that conclusion and the testing and the other fleets that have tested and their results, et cetera. You know, there's no arguing with it. The larger the fleet, the larger the ROI, obviously. Keeping that plug and receptacle snug at all times, right from the get-go on every hook. You know, a lot of these companies, they don't drop and hook to new trailers. They stay with the same they stay with the same trailer all the time. Even at that, their ROI on that particular shim and that unit will be lower. However, it's still going to save them money, and it still will reduce their risk of being in accidents and sustaining loss.
And there's a lot of, you introduce a new product into a fleet, especially large fleets. You have drivers that tend to not want to sometimes, use products like this. But what does it take to install this? Isn't it? I saw the product demonstration and it seemed like it was very, very simple.
It is very simple. There's a hole in the collar of the SureShim, which is intended for the SureShim to be tethered either to the finger poles on the plug. There's a hole typically on the finger poles of a pigtail plug, or it can be tethered to the nose box where the receptacle opening is mounted. Either way, so it's always present and handy when a driver goes to plug into the receptacle. Or it can just be stored like in the little door pocket there, and the driver can just grab it on his way back to hook when they have to go, connect their glad hands on their airlines and plug up, etc. It's their choice on how they want to do it. But I put, when I set up the tooling for the mold, I deliberately set up a hole in the collar of SureShim so that the drivers and or fleets could tether them so that they wouldn't just be dropped or lost or walk off.
That's a great idea because, a lot of times things will get just dropped. And next thing you know, you're missing the vital piece that you need to protect yourself. With that, we're talking about the drivers using them, and it's a very easy process. And you and I have talked about this a couple times, and you said it takes, about 12 seconds to install it?
If that. I just threw that number out. When I do it, because I'm the inventor, I developed the product, it only takes me a couple seconds. Once a driver gets used to using it, it's just a couple seconds. You slip it over the plug, you know how far to set it back from the tip of the plug. You get used to your own equipment, boom. It's just a couple seconds.
Yeah, I got to see the product demonstration. You actually have it on your website on how quick and easy it is. And there's other benefits to the product as well. As, drivers are, they when they're on the road, they've got to go through inspection sites, and it can protect their CSA score as well.
When it comes to fleets obtaining new contracts and or holding on to the ones they want to keep their safety scores down. They don't want to be going through and failing safety inspections, and they don't want their drivers being put out of service, and that costs them money as well.
Yeah, and anytime we can make it easier for a driver out there, the better it's going to be for everybody, the driver themselves, the companies, and overall cost of service. Because if we're not putting a whole lot of money into repairing items, maybe there's profitability for the company or savings for the client.
And if I was a shipper, which I am, I have to ship my product to the distributors that I am currently selling to. And if we'll just say for the sake of conversation, I didn't know. And somebody just told me about the issues that exist about the past. I would insist that the truck or the semi that was transporting my product from A to B, I would insist that SureShim was on their plug. I would pay for the couple dollars that it would cost to purchase that SureShim, tack it on my bill, tack it on my shipping bill. I want SureShim on that plug because that reduces the risk of my product being damaged or lost from A to B.
Is there any other benefits that we haven't talked about of the SureShim product?
Well, there are insurance rates. The market is going to realize the benefits from SureShim and what it does prevent. The insurance companies are going to start realizing, hey, we're paying out a lot more money than we should be here on wrecks and for damage and lost freight. And the trucking companies are going to start realizing, hey, we're paying out too much money in premiums, et cetera, et cetera. A premium to stay the same in today's world is basically the same 30 years ago as a reduction in a premium. So in the insurance arena, and premiums not going up or staying the same or even maybe being reduced, I would say that the insurance companies need to take a very, very close look at this.
Yeah, that's a great idea. You know, if we can get those insurance rates down, that's just going to save everybody across the board.
Yeah, even the drivers that aren't involved in the trucking industry, you know, the we all know how four-wheeler drivers drive and they cut in front of trucks and this and that and the other, but we're talking about the innocent victims out there that get smashed and run over and killed in these accidents. We got an 80,000 pound rig running up and over and smashing into these small vehicles. Unfortunately, this stuff happens, you know, and if we can reduce it across the board, both trucking drivers and equipment and the four-wheeler drivers, it's intended to make it safer for everybody on the roadways.
And you had mentioned that this isn't only for tractor trailers. There's other applications?
I did. Yes. The patent that I have, the utility patent I have, covers all power plugs and receptacles, which means that as traction grows, I will be producing shims for all the different size. The next one that we're preparing to roll out is for the RV plug, which is standard on medium duty trucks, pickups, and RVs. That is actually in the works now. That will be coming out next, and then the next size, and then the next size, and then the next size until they're all covered. And the military, actually, I've had experience with some of their plugs and receptacles, having served in the Marine Corps. They have the same, they use the same equipment, and the military will benefit greatly from these as well.
Well, that's great. Well, thank you for your service, Craig. So other than the retail stores, where can they find out more about your product?
Well, if they go to SureShim.com, and under the products tab, there are some PowerPoints and videos, which are very informational, that I encourage everybody to view and watch.
I can tell you that I actually, I was on your website actually quite a few times and looked at what you had on there. And there's some good products, good product demonstration, like you mentioned. And it gives you the real quick down and dirty of how quick and easy it is.
Yeah, it's very simple. I mean, like I said, it's not high tech. It's not sophisticated. It's just raw, basic science, you know, and any piece of equipment, the weakest link will break. And in this particular situation, the loose link will break, which is the plug and receptacle. You talk to these old timer truck drivers and they know. You talk to them about this issue, they know. I used to spread the prongs and yeah, it fixes it for 3 minutes or 2 days. And then they're back there again dealing with the same issue. Well, SureShim is the solution for that problem.
Excellent. Well, Craig, we appreciate you being on the show today. Any last remarks?
No, I just want to tell everybody out there, be safe with this weather. We just got a foot in Salt Lake area in Utah. Be safe and leave yourself room, drivers, and be seen. SureShim will help you ensure you're seen and your signaled intentions are seen, and be safe, drivers.
Thank you very much. That is Craig Davies, inventor, president, and CEO of SureShim. Well, thank you everyone for listening. This has been Safety Talks, and I am your host, Steve Sisson. Please join us next time where we talk all things safety. Looking for more information on the host, services, or even more podcasts, please go to safetyfm.com. Until next time, stay safe, my friends.
The views and opinions expressed on this podcast are those of the host and its guest and do not necessarily reflect the official policy or position of the company. Examples of analysis discussed within this podcast are only examples. They should not be utilized in the real world as the only solution available, as they are based only on very limited and dated open source information. Assumptions made within this analysis are not reflective of the position of the company. No part of this podcast may be reproduced, stored in a retrieval system, or transmitted in any form or by any means, mechanical, electronic, recording, or otherwise, without prior written permission of the creator of the podcast, Jay Allen.
Safety FM.
This episode has been powered by Safety FM.